Let's do speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com, sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Peggy Hacker in Rockford. As my name is Christine, one of my listeners just said, my name is Christine Mary Drop Something. I'm beginning to think that really is her name. She's in Bridgeport. Ed Stanley sent us a joke. Jim Pinecoffer did in Elkhart, Indiana. He's the author of Lilacs in the Rain, a true crime novel. And we got a joke from Jeannie DeWitt in Michigan, and Ed Stanley and Sharon Cook of LaGrange, Al Wilson, UPS Pete, Paul Imes in Wilmette, and Father Ron in Peru, and Dave Carr in Canada. Longtime listener and proud mug owner Allison Larson in Crystal Lake sent us a joke. Nanette in Pontiac. And just one last note here, Rob Schweissau, the automotive technology instructor at the Grundy Area Vocational Center, writes, hey, John Williams, my students and I are back for the 23-24 school year. The kids were rusty, took a couple of weeks to get the jokes rolling, but here we are with this week's selection from Ryan from Coal City and GAVC fire science teacher Mr. Joe Vish, and Sebastian and Quentin from Manuka High School, and Scott from Morris High. Thank you, guys. Good to have you back in the fold. I had a dream. I worked in a shop that fixed wrecked cars. It was an auto body experience. Why did the cop pull over the U-Haul truck? He wanted to bust a move. You know, Dave, I hear that exit signs are on the way out. Here now are the three stages of life. Stage one.
Wanting stuff.
Stage two.
Accumulating stuff.
Stage three.
Getting rid of stuff.
That's the end of the joke as it was sent to us, but I would like to add stage four.
Dying and then leaving all the rest of your stuff to your kids will now have to finally get rid of all your stuff.
Yeah, that's the story of stuff. Dave, I got into an argument at a bar last night. This guy said he was going to hit me with the neck of his guitar, and I said, is that a fret? Then a tennis ball walked into that bar. Bartender said, hey, have you been served? Then Batman and Catwoman walked into the bar. He bought her a drink, and she, you know, knocked it over.
Hey, John, how many therapists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
That's an interesting question, Dave. How many do you think it takes? Start with your father. I hate to admit it, but I've decided to quit my job as a personal trainer because the weights are just too heavy. I submitted my two-week notice. Doctor told me I needed to burn some fat, though, so I'm grilling a steak tonight. A farmer noticed several of his female sheep. Now, pay attention to this one. A farmer noticed several of his female sheep died after mating. In a panic, he put a couple of them in a trunk and took them to a veterinarian. He walked in and he said...